Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in the towards the middle of the final parak of Masechet Baba Batra, along with that the final parak of Masechet Nezikin, at the very bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Chet Amud Aleph, and this is the first half of the sixth Mishnah. Mishnim Chak Shtar Chovov. Somebody had a Shtar Chov that got erased. What do you do? I mean, this is now not this in the previous Mishnah where part of it was missing, but now the whole thing is erased. Ma'amid ala beit din, you bring a din, uvalifne beit din v'osin lo kiyum. The beit din substantiates the star. Yish ploni ben ploni m'chak shtaro b'yom ploni. This person, particular guy, had his star erased on a particular day. Uploni uploni edav. In other words, they testify to the day that they're doing this, and these guys are his witnesses. Okay, so in other words, you can sort of resuscitate a star if you bring the witnesses. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Kiyum, Kiyumo, what's the language of the Kiyum? And you write, B'motav Tlata Havina Anu Ploni Uploni Uploni, the three of us, by name, were there. Hotzi Ploni, in our presence, Hotzi Ploni and Ploni Shtar, Machuk Lefaneinu Biyom Ploni. He brought out an erased star on this particular day, Uploni Uploni Edav, and these guys are his Edim. Now, im katubos kagman ledutan shaledim and imtzet edutan mechuvenet. If it adds that we checked into the edut and their edut is matching, then govevein tzorich lavi raya. The guy can go use the shtar to collect. Doesn't have to bring any further proof. Im lav tzorich lavi raya. If not, then he has to bring a raya to support his claim and to support the edim. Now, nikra pasul. If the shtar is deliberately torn, we'll see what that means. Then it's pasul nitkarea kasher. But if it's just sort of ripped, then it's kasher. If it's a little erased, not fully erased, but a little erased or a little smudged, if you could tell what it says, kasher. So now let's analyze this. What's the difference between nikra and nitkarea? Yehuda nikra kara shel beit din. That's official beit din tearing the star. Nitkarea, nitkarea she'eino shel beit din. That's just on its own, a mistake, it dropped, whatever. Now, hechidami kara shel beit din, how can you tell if it was a beit din's kara? Amar Rav Yehuda makom edim makom hazman makom hatoref. If it's ripped through the names of the Edim, the date of the shtar, and the toref of the actual halva, then it's shel beit din. Bayomar shtivera. Bayomar says more than that. It's got to be crossways and widthways, both up width and length. Now we hear a story. Hanhuar voy. There were some Arabs. The atu the pumadita. They came to pumadita. Havu kaansia di arata de inshe. They would steal land from people, push people off their land, and in some cases they would even force them to hand over their shtar mecher with which they'd bought that land. Atu marvatayu kameda bayis. So the owner of the land came to abaya. Amrule lechzi mar shtare. We'll show you our star. V'nichtolon mar shtar achrin alein. Write us another star, duplicate star on it. The imit nischad nikitin chad biyadan. So if one star is taken, we have the other one. Amar lehu, my avid lechu, I can't do it. Amar v'safra, in kotvin shtei shtarot, asadeh achat. You don't write two shtarot for one field. We'll see why on the next Talmud. Dilma tarif ahad tarif, because maybe the guy really didn't lose a star, and he's going to use it to double collect. We'll see the scenario. Havu Katar delay. They were really pestering Abai to help him out. Amarle the Safris, he told us so far. Zil Ktovlahu Hu al Hamachak Vedav al Niyar. Write them a star where the document is on erasure and the Edim are on blank. De Pasul, as we learned earlier, that is a star pasul. So give it to him. But maybe the erasure, you'll still be able to read what it says there. In other words, he thought that Abaye meant write the star the way they meant, then erase it, and then write over it, and then sign it on Niyar. When we learned that if it's slightly blurred, if you could tell what it says, then it's kasher. So Marley, me coming to Star Mali, I didn't tell you to write a star, a good star and erase it. I'll bet Baalma come in and write a bunch of letters and erase them. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Harei Shabav Yamar Avad Shtar Chovi. A guy comes and says, not it's erased, but I lost the shtar. Avishamar Edim Anu Katavnu Chatamnu Tanelo. Even though Edim say, you know, we wrote it, we signed it, we gave it to him, Ein Kotvin Lo Et Hashtar. We don't write another one. Medvar Mumri Shitre Alvar. This is only talking about a loan. Aval Shitre Mekach Memkar Kotvin Chutz Me'achrayut Shabo. That's the Braita. That if it's a shtar Mekach, then we do write another shtar Mekach with the Edim, but we do not put a Achrayut in it. We'll see what that means. Shema Gamliel Omer, Av Shitra Mekach HaMemkar Ein Kotvin. We don't even write Shitra Mekach HaMemkar. Chedem Shema Gamliel Omer, Atein Matona L'Chaver, Av Gzilo Et Hashtar, Chazra Matnato. Shem Gamliel said that if you give a matona to somebody, and the person hands you back the shtar, the matona is given back. In other words, Rabbi Shem Gamliel says everything rides on the shtar. Chamom imatnatokan, chamom disagree and say the matona is still valid. Okay, that's the brayta. Amar mar, chutz mechrayut shibo. All right, so we said that the shtar mecher, it could be written if the first one is lost, but you have to leave out a chrayut. My time, this is what we saw in the previous Amud. Now we see the original context. You don't write two shtarot on one field. Why? Here's the scenario. The Baal Chov, who is not necessarily in on this, who's owed money, is going to come back to the seller. The seller doesn't have anything. He's going to go and take land from this guy. This guy secretly has two shtarot. So this guy is going to take out one shtar and go seize from later lekuchot that the seller who owed the money sold to. Then what's he going to do? He's going to come to the Baal Chov and say, wink, wink. Wait a little bit. Let me get settled on the land and come seize it from me again. And then what he could do is take his other shtar, because he has two, and he could go seize it from other lekuchot that the seller sold it to, and now those lekuchot are going to come back to the seller, and the seller will end up having paid double for his debt. Wait a second, this can't happen. The Baal Chov's shtar is going to be ripped up the first time that he seizes property. He can't seize property a second time. My hada tarifla. You think maybe it's a scenario where they didn't tear the shtar? V'amram Nachman kol tirfad al-aktiv be'karani l'shtar ad-melve. Any tirfa, which is a shtar the Beit Din writes to allow the beginning of the process of collection, because somebody defaulted on a loan, if it doesn't say in the tirfa, we've ripped up the shtar halva, lav tirfahu, it's not a tirfa, which means you can't get to the process of collecting without an attestation of Beit Din that they ripped up your shtar halva, so you can never collect twice. So the Baal Chov couldn't be in on this conspiracy. Parenthetically, an adrachta is when it's the right to actually go and seize particular, to run after the guy and find his holdings or whatever it is and to seize it from him. If it doesn't say karani l'tirfa, that we've ripped up the tirfa, the previous shtar, lav adrachtahu. And now once the guy seizes stuff, he brings it to Beit Din has to assess it and see if it's, maybe he took too much, whatever, based on the loan. The whole shuma, that's a shuma, deloktiv be karani ledrachta, any shuma that doesn't say, we ripped up the adrachta, lav shumuhi. In other words, each step of the way, there has to be attestation that the previous step has been completed and we're not going to reuse it. So therefore, there's no way this Baal Chov could get away with double collecting. So lo tzricha dekati mikoach avhate. He's a guy who's coming not as a Baal Chov, but maybe it was a land that belonged to his father. And he's claiming that the seller stole it. Maybe the seller indeed did steal it. He has testimony that it was his father's. And so he's coming to collect it. Then he'll bring other 80 later who remember that it was his father's, and he'll re-seize it. All right, so that's the problem. That's how you could get it twice. So he turns around and asks Ravina, I don't get, in Rav Safra's scenario, why there has to be so much convolution. Why does, in your scenario, the Baal Chov, the sneaky guy with the Jushtarot, who is a Lokeach, why does he have to say to the Baal Chov, wait a little while, let me settle on the land, then come seize it for me again? Typically, let him pull out the shtar right away. Kevin the Naki Trey Shatri, Tarif out of Tarif. He's got two Shtarot. He'll be Tarif from this guy and be Tarif from that guy. The answer Ravina gives is, Imkein Nefishiale Baledinin. If you do that, you're going to have more Baledina to deal with, and his biggest fear is he doesn't want to have to deal with more people because his deception may come to light. So therefore, he'd rather keep it with his few Baledin and wait a little while. V'lichtov l'hai shtar malia, why don't we do something else? Why don't we write this guy a proper shtar with achrayut in it, v'lichtov tavra l'mocher, and give the mocher a shovar, which says, Kol shitra diipkur al arado psulin, any shtarot to come out on this field or pasul, var min diipuk bizim nada, except for shtarot to come out on this day. Which means, we'll write him a shtar, a proper shtar, and we'll write the mocher a protection that says, any shtar written on a different day, which means the original shtar, if it wasn't really lost, will be pasul. So what happened? I'm Rora, but I'm coming to a papa. The students asked this question, raised this point, in the presence of Rav Papa, for Amrila coming to Rav Ashi, or perhaps it was in front of Rav Ashi, and then they said, Zoto Merit, in Kotvin Shovar. They came to the conclusion, that proves we don't write a Shovar, which is a sugya we'll get to in two podcasts about Kotvin Shovar. So he says, this seems to support the position that Ein Kotvin Shofar, we'd never write a receipt, meaning that that what happens when a fellow pays off a loan is we rip up the Shtar Halva and that's it. And there's no receipts to keep around. So Amar Lahu, Rav Papa or Rav Ashi said back to them, Bialma Kotvin Shofar, really normally we do write a Shofar. V'hacha, hainu taima, why here don't we do that? The Dilma Azo Balcho V'tarif Minen Dilokeach. What'll happen? The Baal Chov will go seize from the Lokeach, our deceptive guy. He'll go seize not from the Mocher, he'll go seize from some other guys who bought land from the Mocher. They don't have the Shover, so they don't know. They're just going to see that this guy had bought land from the guy who sold them land, and he had bought it earlier, and it got seized. So he's coming to seize, and they'll give up the land, and then they'll go back to the Mocher. Well, wait a second. Wait a second, Lukuchot is still going to go back to the Mocher, and then we're going to see the Shofar, and we're going to come back, and eventually everything's going to get to the right place. The answer is no. In the meantime, our deceptive guy is going to have the field, and he's going to eat the peirot, and you try to get them out of him. Inami, the other possibility is Lokeach Shalob Achrayut. Maybe a guy buys a field without Achrayut, and then our fellow takes advantage of him, and he goes and seizes the field from him, and he's never going to go back to the Mocher, because there's no Achrayut, and he won't find out that it was an illegitimate start. So Ihachi Shitre Halva Nami. So then why don't you say the same thing about Shitre Halva and allow that? The answer is Hatam de Zuzi Masik. In that case of Shtar Halva, the guy's coming for money. Right? He owes you money. Amri, so they'll think, you know what, the Lukuchot will think, you know what, Paise Balchov Bezuze. The Balchov must have made up with money, they paid him amount, they made a payment plan. But Hacha de Ara Masik, but in this case, the guy's coming after land, made the Yodi, the Manda Masik Ara, Bezuze Lamafayes. Everybody knows that if you're coming out after land, you're not going to be appeased with coins. And so therefore, he knows that he's going to be coming after this land. Okay, Amar Mar. Chutz min achrayut shebo. So we said in the Braita that you leave out achrayut. Hei katvinan, what do you write? From Nachman to Katvi Hachi, this is what you write. Shtara denan de lo lemigbi bay. This shtar is not for collection. Lo mshav de lo mnechori, not from shubar, not mnechorin. Elekeichet a tekum arabi yedei de lokech. It's there just to substantiate the ownership of this guy. Amar Afram Zotomer, Tachrayut Taut Sofer Hu. This takes us to the Machloket, towards the end of the first parak above Metzia. Whether Achrayut is Taut Sofer, meaning that if Achrayut's not written in on a star, do we assume that it really is there? And, that the default is that it's there. And therefore, Tamed Achatav Lehachi, the only reason there's no Achrayut here is because you explicitly said there's no Achrayut. Halav Katav Lehachi, if you didn't write no Achrayut, Gavi, you could collect, which means the default is Achrayut. He rejects it. He says, you know what? Achrayut is not a taut sofer. If there's no achrayut there, that means there is no achrayut. What does it mean? You didn't write achrayut. Simply, you didn't write. And I will compensate you if this field is legitimately seized. So here we hear a story. There was a woman who gave zuzim to a guy. To go buy land for her. Azal zavon la shelo b'achrayut. The guy went and did a bad thing. He bought her a field without achrayut. So the field gets seized. She's got no recourse. Atel the coming of Nachman. She came to Rav Nachman complaining. What do I do? Amar le, Rav Nachman turned to the guy and said, "Litkunei shtartich v'lo la'avti." He's speaking on behalf of the woman. You were sent to do a good thing, not to mess up. So what do you have to do? Zil zavno minei shelo b'achrayut. You now have to buy the field from the original owner. You have to give it back and then buy it back from him without achrayut for yourself. And then you have to sell it back to this woman with her achrayut. So if somebody comes and seizes it, you're going to lose. And that's what you get for not being a proper shaliach. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll take a look at the issue of Rishim Gamliel and the Mashtar Matana, which will take us into the very delicate sugya of Otiot Niknot B'Mesira. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.